433, request of Richard Schuler to address council regarding changing the Friday following Thanksgiving to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Okay, Mr. Schuler, come on up. Morning.
I am an American history teacher of 17 years now, so I've had a lot of time to think about this topic. I would like to establish the Friday after Thanksgiving as Indigenous Peoples Day, and in service of that, I'd like to make 2 points. First is that politics is the art of the possible, and the second is that politics is the art of the possible. First, a little background information on Thanksgiving. It did happen largely as we're led to believe that it did, and that it was a harvest festival in 1621 attended by 90 Wampanoags and their chief, Massasoit. But as I'm sure you know, in the years that followed, that delicate alliance collapsed, and it resulted in King Philip's War of 1675. That war ended with Philip, whose real name was Metacom, by having his head cut off and put on a pole in Jamestown Colony. His son was sold into slavery, and for this, the Puritans also declared a day of Thanksgiving. Of course, the past cannot be changed. The only thing we can do is change what we're doing today. It might be difficult to make Indigenous Peoples Day a holiday, but it is possible. As I understand it, it requires a city ordinance, but I think that's very possible. The objections to this is that it might favor one ethnicity or that it might detract from Thanksgiving. But in my opinion, it just commemorates the fact that there were other people here before the United States and that they were displaced. Placing Indigenous Peoples Day right after Thanksgiving is a work of poetic justice, and I think that makes it a work of art. So Thanksgiving is already, the Friday after Thanksgiving is already a paid holiday for city employees, and in my opinion, it's just begging for a cause. And I think this would be a good one. I think that's good politics, and it's good for Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.